Well, as we know, tons of things happening in the Chapel Hill and Carrboro community, but there's also a lot happening just a little bit north in the other part of Orange County. And a great, great news organization covering the Hillsborough and Eflin area is the News of Orange County newspaper. Bringing back on the phone to chat about some of their recent stories, we have the managing editor of the paper, Dale Edwards. Dale, thanks so much for taking the time and happy February. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. Happy February to you also.
I would love to talk about some of the most recent kind of top stories when it comes to what the News of Orange has been covering. We know that the Chapel Hill and Carrboro community love when new business comes out. I imagine that is the same for Hillsborough. And a story that was on the front page of the paper recently is about a brand new business that's opening up right in the heart of Hillsborough. What can you share with our listeners about that?
Well, it is a very high-profile building. It sits right at the corner of Churton Street and King Street, kind of the intersection of the heart, as you said, the heart of downtown Hillsborough, right next to the old Orange County Courthouse. But the space had sat empty for about a year. It had previously been occupied by an art gallery and cocktail bar, but it was vacant for about a year, and a Hillsborough native, a fellow by the name of Daniel Levin Brown, he goes by Levin, purchased the building last April and began work to push for kind of a multifunction of the building. His plan is for the upstairs to be a co-working space during the day, and in the evening it could be an event space. And then the basement, which I didn't even realize this building had a basement, but in the basement, he is planning to have a nano brewery where he and a brewmaster who he's planning to hire will be brewing small batches of beer that will be served on the first floor. The first floor will mostly be for the customers of the brewery. But there could also be some spillover co-working space during the day for use of that. We're really excited. A lot of people are very excited. There's been some murmurings about, you know, what was going to go in there once the building sold. But now we know what's going in there. And the hope is that he will have it open by the end of summer or early fall.
Well, it sounds like part of the reason why it's such a big story is because it's two business types that we're seeing pop up all over the place coming to Hillsborough when it comes to kind of like craft, very small batch brewing and that co-working space. And it does seem to kind of fit along the lines too, Dale, of Hillsborough and business owners in Hillsborough continuing to try and build up, I guess, the nightlife in places where people can go in downtown Hillsborough to spend an evening.
Right. And he made the point, as far as the co-working space, there is another co-working space just up the street on Churton. But what he is hoping is some of the more recent successes in neighboring communities with the Apple, what was recently announced about Apple coming to the area, and then some of the other larger tech companies that basically Mr. Levin Brown believes that working out of their office space and being more remote work is going to just continue to be a dominant factor for businesses. And so there's not a whole lot of that outside of C3 up the street available in Hillsborough. So he's hoping to be able to tap into that. But ultimately, he said this repeatedly, he's just hoping that, you know, with the vaccinations and hopefully as the pandemic winds down, which we seem to say every 6 months, that people will start to come back out and want to be in the same room with each other, likely with masks on. But that desire to have people gather again is another key factor for why he is going with this brewery and with the co-work space.
And it sounds like the space he's moving into kind of has a cool history, and he has got some cool ties to it as well. If you want to read that profile and that news story, head to newsoforange.com. We're speaking with editor of the newspaper, Dale Edwards, here on 97.9 The Hill. And Dale, this week's cover story on the paper, this past edition, I should say, was also business-focused and about a business that people might be really looking into since we've got Valentine's Day coming up in a few days. What can you tell us about Starfish Bakery that you just profiled?
Well, Starfish Bakery is the creation of a woman named Tammy Lemoyne, and it is based in the Piedmont Food Processing Center, which is in Hillsboro. It's kind of like a small business, but food-focused business incubator. And Tammy Lemoyne, the owner, began that company because she genuinely enjoys baking, and she spends a lot of time baking. She was never professionally trained, but she had a love of it. And after each of her kids had finished up with school, she recognized that there are students in high school and in middle school, but mostly high school, who maybe if they are needing a little additional help to get through school, maybe they have a social services person who helps them day to day or throughout the week, or perhaps they're receiving other kinds of services that are just kind of there to help assist. Once they get out of school, a lot of those services drop off because they're provided by the school. So Tammy Lemoyne decided that if she was going to open a business, she was going to make part of her business focus on providing a little guidance or help to some of these young adults that have needed a little bit of extra help. She wanted to provide an outlet for them to go to work, get paid a living wage, get the experience of working in a place, and also, while she's there with them, maybe help them through some of the steps of, you know, perhaps it's applying for college or applying for financial aid, or maybe it's trying to figure out what's the best way to go about purchasing a used car or getting a house to rent or something like that. She just wanted to be able to offer some help to these students or young adults who have had a need for a little bit of extra help.
Yeah, it is a definition of a community business, because you have that aspect of bringing in people from the community who might need a little bit of work or just something to do to offer something great to the Hillsboro and to the Orange County region, really. And also community business in terms of the partnership she has, how the close ties that she has with the school system and other people too, in order to have orders for these people to bake. It sounds like an incredible story and was a really fun profile to read. Again, newsoforange.com is where you can find that, also in this past edition of News of Orange that is still out there on the stands. Now, I do want to revisit something that we've talked about in the past, Dale. You've been doing this excellent series lately on scientists that grew up or went to school in the Hillsboro area for middle or high school. I imagine largely inspired by Dr. Kazmikia Corbett. But it turns out there are so many other great scientists. What's the status of that series? Have there been any updates to it, or are there any future stories that we can expect?
Sure. I did a fourth story, and that was on Imogene Cancellara. So I'm not 100% sure if that's how you pronounce it. We never discussed it on the phone. But she is a conservation biologist, and she focuses mostly on carnivores, specifically snow leopards. And she will make it clear to you if your first thought is the same as mine, which is, wow, do you ever get to pet them or touch them or, you know, interact with them? And the answer is no. She gathers almost all of her information about the snow leopards and what they're doing, where they're staying, you know, and how their habitats and lives are being affected from their poop, basically, or their scat. So she doesn't get to mingle with the snow leopards, but she does get to kind of follow and clean up after them, I guess.
That's still pretty cool, since they're incredibly rare animals, right?
Right. Yeah, they are very, very rare. And she does get to travel all over the world to where their habitats are, all of which is very important. Her methods, her work with them is non-invasive, but her studies of wild populations in their landscape really helps human beings learn a lot about as animals change their habitats and their landscapes adjust. It also will ultimately have an effect on how human lives are affected in any way and how our landscapes change. So even though she is studying wild animals, there's a lot that she's going to be learning through researching those wild animals that will ultimately have some effect on our own lives. And it was just fascinating to talk with her. She clearly, she made no bones about it. She is in her dream job, and she just loves it.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating addition to an already great series about kind of local scientists or Hillsborough native scientists. As we have just a couple minutes left, Dale, are there any other additions in that series that you're hoping to share within the coming weeks? Or if you want to give a bit of a preview for this week's paper, what can people expect from News of Orange coming up?
Well, for this week's paper, I will be carrying on with the Q&As with folks who are campaigning for office. I've just been doing Q&As for that. They're basically information gathering, kind of a get-to-know-you articles. We've been running them for the past several weeks, and I'll continue to do so right on up until whenever the primary ultimately is had. But to touch back on the science focus, I had a really, really fun conversation with a man named Ray Lucas, who is also a Hillsborough native. He's not a young adult. He's much older. I believe he's probably around 60 years old, but he is from the Hillsborough area, and he grew up on a farm, and he said that he would sometimes lay around in his field looking at the stars, which was pretty important because as he grew up, he got more involved with the fields of science, and ultimately he would take part in the launching and the work around the Hubble telescope, and more recently with the James Webb telescope.
Wow.
He can say lots of things and rattle on for a long time. I can understand about a quarter of it, but it's really fascinating stuff. Just I would ask each of the people that I talked with, do you regularly have your mind blown by what you're studying and learning about? And it is just mind-boggling, all of the information that he has access to and what he gets to see and take part in. And it's just really remarkable that it all started on a farm in Hillsborough.
Yeah, that is such a cool story. Really looking forward to reading that whenever it does come out. I imagine, is that for this upcoming week's paper, Dale, or when can we maybe expect that?
I hope so, but I'm not making any promises.
Sure.
Because there's just so much there to filter, and you just don't want to get something wrong.
Yeah, when it comes to literal kind of rocket science in some ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, either way, you'll be able to pick up a new copy of the News of Orange County in the middle of this week, and there's going to be tons of great stories and coverage there. In the meantime, you can head to their website, newsoforange.com, to read their past stories, and we look forward to catching up with editor of the News of Orange, Dale Edwards, again sometime soon. Dale, thanks so much for the time, and yeah, enjoy the rest of your week.
All right, you too, Brighton.